But here's a guy we're going to talk to, Bert Oldison. He knows how to do his job, and elections are the thing that, you know, you've been around a long time, Bert. You've seen and done everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what to make of all this stuff anymore.
It's an interesting election, I'll tell you. It's an expansion of what we are used to handling as far as the mail-in and the early voting. And because of the COVID situation, we're seeing hundreds of thousands of more mail-in ballots. And you're going to see in the next 2-3 weeks a great amount of people voting early. You know, in Chicago right now and in Cook County starting tomorrow, you can start in-person early voting. So it's I think what we're going to see now, perhaps, is better counts because of people getting their ballots in early, at least in Illinois and in Chicago and Cook County.
Now, they don't tabulate any of them until Election Day, right? You get them in, but we don't.
Right.
You wouldn't have any sense of what the results would be until Election Day. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. The good news is in Illinois, and all states are not like this, but in Illinois, all the mail-in and early votes that the election authorities get will be verified. In other words, signatures will be checked, and then the vote will be put into their computer ready for the button to be pressed at 7:01 on election night, and it'll be tabulated. Some states, however, and some key states, they don't start even checking the ballots, verifying the ballots that they're correct ballots until after the close of the polling. So that's why I say, because the election authorities in Cook and Chicago are so well organized now, and the large influx of mail-in and early voting will be counted prior to election day, with the results coming quickly after the close.
All right, that's the good news. Now we want to hear the bad news. I mean, you have seen everything in the world of elections, Bert. Okay, I mean, you were part of the Bush Gore hanging chads thing in Florida that went all the way to Supreme Court. You were part of that team that ultimately determined the course of the election, right? I mean, but how would you compare what you expect this year? With all of this, as smoothly as you just stated, everything is going, as close as we believe some of these key states are going to be, what's your prediction for what we're going to see?
Unfortunately, I think this also may end up going up the court system to the United States Supreme Court, which is why the president made that appointment as quickly as he did. And I say that not because of Illinois. I say that because in a number of the swing states, the states that we'll be looking at, because they'll be close, they'll be counting their mail-in ballots, their early ballots, and their election day ballots. Hopefully, the same. And in other words, giving every vote that comes in equal say. No matter if they're counting an election day or 3 days after election day. If you remember back, and you're probably too young to remember this, Anna, but if you remember back to Bush v. Gore, the ultimate decision by the United States Supreme Court was that they had to stop the recount because they were, counties were counting ballots differently. Some were giving credit to a ballot that was partially punched out. Some were not. So there were no protections in place in the law to allow all votes to be counted equally. It was an equal protection due process argument back then. I can very well see that happening this time. Again, in regards to different states counting ballots that come in after Election Day differently.
Okay. Are you going to be involved on a national scale this year, Bert?
I think so. Yes. Yes, I've been contacted, and I believe so. Either that or I'll be doing some commentating on TV.
Yeah, or with us. I mean, come on with us,
you.
Too. Please, Bert. We need you at a time like this. You're so knowledgeable. I should mention, if you have a question for Bert, he can answer all of them. 312-981-7200. Well, I feel like you're the guy.
Thank you, Anna.
And if you have a question, ask.
Yeah, and you had a question before. I think one of the questions that came in were in regard to the pencil or the type of instrument you use in marking a ballot. That's an interesting question. The only thing that the election authorities tell you not to do is to use a red pen. There will be problems with the machine picking up the vote with red ink. But any other type of ballpoint or felt tip pen, doesn't matter the color, blue, black, green, will be okay. Even a pencil will be okay. Now, they won't encourage you to use a pencil because pencils can be erased, they can smear, but the machine, the tabulator will pick that up also. It's just stay away from the red. No blood, no red pen.
So it's just stay away from the red. Okay, so even a marker?
Yes.
A marker is okay, even though it seeps through.
Yes.
Okay.
But it is.
I thought they were pointing out that might seep through to like another box, and that, or you know what I mean? That there might
I do. Yeah, I, it could seep through, but it won't impact your ballot. So that's okay to do. And I think you had another question in regards to the opening of the early sites, and that's a really good question. For your local voters, Chicago is voting now at their super site. They opened at 191 North Clark, and Cook County opens tomorrow at 69 West Washington. So you can go in person and vote. Whether you're in suburban Cook County, you can go downtown at 69 West Washington, or whether you're in Chicago at 191 North Clark. Come October 14th, Chicago opens all its early sites. You know, there's sites throughout each ward. And that, if you go to the Chicago Board of Elections website, you'll see all the sites where you can go vote in person. Suburban Cook County opens October 19th, where there'll be sites in the municipalities in all the suburbs.
All right, Bert, are you ready to answer some questions?
Ready, let's go.
Okay.
Sure.
312-981-7200. We've got some people on the phone line already. We want to hear from you, whatever your question is. Bert will try to answer it for you. I've got some on the text line. And let's see what Bert can tell us, because there's so many different situations this year.
Right.
So feel free, 312-981-7200. Pause for a second, and then back with Bert Oldelson and your questions on the election. All questions large and small. The basketball finals are here, and FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook is ready. It's ready to answer your betting needs. We use FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook at our house come game day. We let the smack talking begin. You pick your players, and then you just type the talk to each other about who picked what, and it becomes it's angry, and then when it's over, everyone's happy. FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook is the only place with same game parlay for the finals, where you combine multiple bets from one matchup or team into a single parlay. Users can also place their first bet risk-free, get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. If you win, you keep the cash. You lose, you'll get the entire bet, up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app to place your basketball final bets. And if you're new, be sure to sign up with the promo code ANNA so they know I sent you. That's promo code ANNA. Got to be 21 years of age or older and present in Illinois or Indiana. Site credit non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Check out the full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Your election questions answered, your voting questions answered, right here, up next on WGN. Taking your questions about the election, about voting, anything you got, we'll see if we can answer it here. Bert Oldelson is our guy, election attorney. Chris, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question for Bert?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I had sent in for a mail-in ballot and haven't received it yet, but I'm thinking of just voting at the polls. I can just tear that up, throw it out, and vote at my regular voting place.
How does that work, Bert?
Yes.
You still with us? Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I heard it, and that's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm glad he asked it, because you cannot tear it up and throw it away. Bring it in with you to your polling place, and you surrender that ballot back so the election authorities know you're not trying to vote twice. So bring it in with you, give it to them, and then you can vote your ballot.
What if you don't have it to give back, or you forgot it or something like that? Will your vote not count when you go in person?
No, you'll be able to vote. You'll sign an affidavit saying that you haven't voted or you didn't get your ballot. They then will segregate that ballot. They call it a provisional ballot. After the results are done that night, it'll go downtown. They'll check and see if you voted earlier, and if you have not, then they'll count your ballot.
So much easier, just bring your ballot with you if you decide,
oh, yeah.
You know what, I changed my mind, I want to vote in person, bring that ballot, surrender it. That sounds like a lot easier way to go about it.
It's a lot easier if you have it. Now, the other alternative is to take that ballot, and you can also drop it in a Dropbox. Brand new to Illinois. Four or five other states have used this in the past, but we're going to have Dropboxes this year. In every precinct that has early voting, there will be a Dropbox where you can physically bring your ballot and put it in the Dropbox, which will be picked up by the election authorities.
Okay, that's different this year. Terry, let's hear from
yes.
you. You got a question for Bert? What's on your mind?
Question I have is, I thought I heard this morning that mail-in ballots had to be postmarked by today to be counted.
No.
Is that true?
And another good question. No, that is not true. Illinois law has long been, as long as it's postmarked by Election Day, by November 3rd, then it's counted. We have a very liberal law in Illinois that allows the election authorities to count ballots for 14 days after the election, as long as that ballot is postmarked on Election Day or before.
Isn't that what
and
we...
Go
ahead, finish it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure, Terry.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
Bye-bye.
And that is a problem in other states, because some states cut off voting on election night. Other states allow 3 days to count the ballots. And there's litigation going on right now in the United States Supreme Court in regards to allowing a ballot to count that's postmarked on election night.
So in those really close areas with so many people voting mail-in this year because of COVID and other concerns, it's possible those swing states would not be determined, right, on election night. Would that be your prediction?
It is my prediction, yes. Because of the ability to count ballots after election night that are postmarked on election night and before in a very close state, they won't be counted. Similar to the Bush v. Gore, it wasn't mail-in ballots, it was counting the chads. And, you know, that recount went right up till December 8th or 9th when the courts stopped it. Because December 12th or 13th is the cutoff this year, because the electors have to cast their ballots in the respective states to certify the presidential election. That's a whole different discussion, but that's kind of the outside date you're looking at is sometime in the middle of December.
847, should I be concerned if I have not yet received my mail-in ballot in suburban Cook County? What if you haven't gotten it yet?
No, you shouldn't be concerned yet. They just went out the end of last week. So I would not be concerned. I'd wait till maybe next week, and then I would call. Call the Cook County Clerk and the ballot department, and they'll track it for you. I know Chicago, and I think Cook also is, once they get your application and they mail your ballot out, they verify it again. And then after you vote, they send you an email back to say that we received your ballot and it will be counted. They're actually doing that this year, which is kind of nice.
We got someone asking, voting question for Bert, can I take my completed mail-in ballot to the county clerk's office myself and put it in a ballot box? Is that possible?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's the Dropbox situation I just described. They have a Dropbox there, so you don't have to do anything except to bring your ballot in. You have to sign the front of the envelope, and you can put it in the Dropbox. Yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones, and Carol has a question, I think. Go ahead, Carol. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. When voting for the judges, when there is only a place to put, to circle for yes, if you leave it blank, is that considered a no vote? And secondly, is there a minimum amount of yes votes that a judge would need in that situation to be retained?
Great question.
Yeah, great question. So there should be a yes and a no, because the retention judges in Illinois must receive 60% yes votes, 60% plus one yes votes to be retained, to stay a judge. And you've seen some aggressive ads on TV for the Supreme Court justice who's up for retention, both pro and con. But if you do not vote, either yes or no, it just it doesn't record anything. It's not a no. It's not a yes. It's nothing. But the judges need 60% plus one of votes cast to be retained.
Bert, if they get a lot of folks who don't vote, they still have to reach a 60% threshold of all ballots.
Of those people who voted. That's correct.
Of
people who went to the, of those who voted, yes.
Well, there is only one place for the judges that are filling a term of a judge. There's only a yes. There's no place to write no in that situation. Would that fall under the same circumstances? I mean, I left several of the judges, the ovals blank when I sent in my vote because there was no place to put no.
You're probably talking about a situation where a judge is running in a contested race, but no one's running against him. Many, many situations. Yes. Okay. So if there's no one running against him, that judge is elected, whether you voted for the judge or not. And the judge needs one vote to be elected. That's not the retention. That's a contested race that doesn't have a race. You know, no one ran against that judge.
All right.
So. Got it.
Thank you. I understand. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for the
You're
call.
Welcome.
I want to get another one. Joyce, you're on WGN. I want to get another call in here. Go ahead.
Thank you. I received my ballot in the mail. I have it. But I don't know the judges, so I really don't want to vote for them because I don't know who they are. Do I put that blank sheet still in the envelope with my other ballot, the first page, or what do I do with it?
Yeah, if you're not going to vote, I would suggest still putting it in because they'll run it through the machine and record no votes if you're not going to vote for anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, that's often a problem. People don't know the judges. Many of the lawyers, like myself, don't know all the judges, and it's a difficult thing voting for an individual when you don't know about their qualifications. So some of the newspapers will print endorsements or recommendations, and bar associations will make recommendations too. So sometimes we follow those. But if you're not going to vote for anybody, I still would put that piece of paper in when you mail it back.
Thank you, Joyce.
Okay.
Thanks for that call.
Can I just ask one more question?
Go ahead. Quick follow-up. Yep.
So they will count my vote for president and everything, even though I don't vote for judges, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you do not have to vote for all the offices. Yeah, the ballot machine, the tabulator will pick up your votes. Yes, they will count.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Of course, Joyce.
Sure thing.
Let's go to Darlene, get Darlene's call in here.
Hi.
Hey.
My question is, why does my legal signature have to be on the outside of the envelope where everyone at the post office and so on, everywhere along the line, they have access to my legal signature? It seems wrong to me.
It's interesting. I thought about that.
I tried to fight this for 10 years in DuPage County, and they'd be looking into it, but nobody has ever changed it.
Any ideas about that?
So the election authorities have to have a means by which to identify that the ballot is a valid ballot and not a fraudulent ballot. In other words, that the ballot is coming from who it says it's coming from, and no one else falsified the ballot. The only way to check that when you do a mail-in is by your signature, which they compare to your permanent voter's registration record. When you first go to vote, you sign an affidavit as to who you are, and that stays on record with the, in this lady's case, the DuPage Election Authority. So that signature can be checked to verify that is her vote. And there's really no other way to do it. Even when you go to the polls, they ask you to verify your signature, and you sign an application.
All right, Ed's got something he wants to say here. Go ahead, Ed. You're on WGN.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. The lady who called the previous caller said she didn't want to vote for judges because she didn't know who they are. Well, if she's a, and that's demeaning her or arguing with her, but if she's a really a serious voter, there's a lot of ways to find out. I mean, yesterday's Tribune mm-hmm. had judicial endorsements, and the Tribune does a really good job of interviewing other judges, lawyers in the system, clerks, sheriffs, people involved, and they come up with a pretty good checklist as to who is qualified for retention and who is not. Sometimes stop doing it because they don't have the resources. And there are the bar associations. Sometimes they're kind of political. But the Tribune, I think, is the best source for this. And if she does her homework, it's pretty easy to find out. There's only a handful of judges the Tribune is saying you should probably not consider. The rest of all are the Tribune right. fields, and most in the bar associations feel are qualified. If you don't vote for judges, then it'll go back to the system of the politicians picking them and not the citizens.
Yeah, it's a good point, and they do. Thank you, Ed, for that, because they do link you to a lot of information and stories and the background too, as well. So you can do your homework there. If you it's not that hard to do.
Right.
Bert, you got a final thought here before I let you go,
yeah.
and appreciate your
yeah,
time.
No problem. I agree with what the gentleman said. And, you know, a little homework, looking at the newspaper and looking at the Cook County bar association. There's different bar associations that rate the judges. You know, it is difficult to vote for the judges if you don't know them. So I wouldn't guess. I do your homework and vote or not vote, to tell you the truth. So thank you for the opportunity. A lot of good questions out there, Anna.
There are, and you've got a lot of good answers too, Bert, so I hope you'll join us again. I know it starts to get super
whenever
busy.
Whenever you ask.
Thank you.
Whenever you ask, I am. All right, Anna, have a good day.
You too, Bert.
Okay.
Bert, all right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. He knows everything, that guy.